Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
The Triple M Saturday Scrum for King G. Triple M rocks footy.
Love to have your company as a look at that Tyre Power scoreboard. Melbourne Storm 40 points to 6 winners over the Broncos. And included in that, of course, was 4 tries scored by the man we're about to speak to right now, Ryan Pappenhuyzen. Congratulations, mate.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, 4 tries in 11 minutes. Not a bad little effort. Have you scored 4 tries in your career in footy before?
I think I've scored 5, and that was in SG Ball. So that was a little while ago, but...
Well, you must be disappointed with last night, then.
I had nothing left in me. I walked in there at half-time. I was about to fall asleep. I was buggered.
Oh, you're fantastic for them. I mean, that was they missed you last week against the Panthers, and as Tony said last night, 4 tries, 26 points, 251 metres, 9 tackle busts, 3 offloads, 1 try assist, 2 line breaks, 2 line break assists. My goodness. You were on. I think the thing about watching you, Ryan, is the fact that you want to be in the game all the time. You just want to be there. And you're never more evident last night than you're backing up Justin Holland down the middle and you come out of nowhere. That was a fantastic game last night, which is, you know, obviously you're on fire.
Thank you. It's, I wasn't playing too well early on, so I just thought I'd try to get myself back in the game at what I'm good at. Luckily enough, a few line breaks and I just got in the end of them, so... it's quite funny because I was pretty down in the dumps early, but just a few involvements and I sort of got myself back into it. So, I got lucky, but I just had to sort of get back in the game somehow, and a lot of the boys got me back into it.
It was an interesting start by both teams, Ryan, wasn't it? A lot of drop ball early. It was pretty sloppy. Bellyache wasn't happy. He was storming around the box early. Once you guys got it together and clicked into gear, it must have felt pretty good.
Yeah, it was pretty frustrating early on. Obviously a bit slippery, the ball, and we sort of speak about completing, and especially now this year, it's a massive part of playing well. You see the teams who do well, they complete really high, and we've seen that. Once we got over that slow start, I think we went 10 from 10 sets and put 24 points on. So we just had to get back to that, but I think early we were just a bit excited, wanted to play really expansive, but once we figured out the key to it, we just sort of did that. The points started to come, so that's probably the lesson from last night is just going back to that sort of footy, and you're not trying to create opportunities, just going hard, and then they'll present themselves.
Ron, we were talking about the new rules and the speed of the game and the gulf between the good and the bad teams at the moment. What have you noticed about the way the game's changed this year?
Mate, it's so different. It is so different. Like, the first game against South, I didn't really notice it, but then against Parra and then again last night, it's there's moments throughout the game where you just got to grit your teeth a bit longer than what you used to have to, and I think, yeah, you just got to have people around the ball and going forward, and the momentum is a massive thing. If you can hold on to momentum, definitely goes a long way, and you're probably taking a lot more of the pretty footy out of it. I think it's more just a lot of instinct stuff, a lot of pushing around the ball, and taking those opportunities rather than waiting. So that's probably the main difference, but yeah, it definitely is different to last year even.
And do you notice in that, if you start to get on top, that the shoulders of the other team can start to slump, given the speed of the game?
Yeah, definitely. It's a 6-again call just changes the whole set, and just one of those things, you just got to go back and into the trenches and find something, and luckily enough, we sort of train for that situation. We do those hard pre-seasons, and usually say pre-season training's a lot harder than the games, but they'd probably be on par at the moment.
It would seem made for a bloke with your speed. Like, have you always been quick? What were you like when you were 5'6", do you remember?
Yeah, I think I've always been quick. Mum used to chase me around the house with a wooden spoon, so I think I learned to get it there, but nah, I've always been pretty quick, so it's a pretty handy trait to have.
Speaking of quick, what about Josh Adokar? What was he saying after the game? Did he just dive too early, or he wasn't prepared to go the chase with Xavier Coates?
I did speak to him after. I said, what was he doing? You were mowing him down, and he said, mate, I was buggered. I had to make an effort. So, I don't know. He might have been scared that he wouldn't have caught him in the end, but he was buggered and tired, and that's just a reflection of the game. It's, as soon as a line break happens after a bit of a grind, it's very hard to chase back and make those tackles.
Friday night, Easter long weekend, what are you boys up to?
We've got the weekend off, so that'll be nice. I'm just down at St Kilda watching some local A-grade cricket at the moment, and then head to the AFLW, the Savo. So, yeah, got the weekend off, which is cool. Might head down the lawn as well with the missus family and, yeah, just kick the feet up.
Ryan, what about the business? You do a bit of work on the business. Is it 4 Point Collectibles? Is that right?
Yeah, that's it. That's it. We, yeah, we're working pretty hard. Whenever I'm not at training, I'm sort of in the office there. So, yeah, trading cards and sports memorabilia is what we do. So it's really good hopping on live streams and a lot of people tune in and we can just chat and, yeah, sort of be accessible to people who aren't usually able to do that. So, yeah, it's pretty cool. And we've got a lot of Storm fans on there as well. So it's good to chat to them across our live streams and get them involved in sports cards because yeah, it's booming at the moment.
Hey, Ryan, I just wanted to ask you about your coach, Craig Bellamy. He had this week, he was a little bit upset about some claims about tactics that have been employed by the Storm over the years. How did he handle it with you guys during the week?
We didn't really touch on it, to be honest. I remember sort of reading stuff at the start of the week and thought he might say something, but yeah, it was pretty chilled out, and yeah, I don't think it was mentioned, so I don't think it's tactics of trying to hurt people or anything. I genuinely think it's the thing across the game at the moment. You can see with the injuries, it's you get a bit sloppy and fatigued once the game goes on for longer. I think it's just more poor technique. So, yeah, I think that's what we'd put it down to.
Hey, Ryan, it's noticeable that, you know, Cam's taken a lot more responsibility on the field. You can just see the way, you know, probably, you know, as he came through as a younger fella, he had so many good influences around him and he didn't need to worry about, you know, certain parts of his game. This year he looks like he's really concerned about getting those little things right on the weekends. What's his attitude like midweek?
Yeah, awesome. He's definitely come a long way. And like you said, he's had the experience now. I think he's been here for 8 or 9 years. So he's learned a lot. And I think he's starting to really show it in team meetings and speaking up a lot. He's got some pretty interesting ideas at times. But that's the type of player he is. He's, he thinks outside the box and a lot of time you got to rein him in, but yeah, if you've got people throwing ideas out there and genuinely want to make the team better, that's what he's there for and that's what he's really good at. So he's an X factor and yeah, I'm pretty happy to be playing alongside him.
You're only 22, Pap. Long-term future, Melbourne. About to ink another long-term deal, you reckon?
Yeah, I think my manager's talking through that at the moment, so I'm not too rushed to sort of make a decision. I'm pretty happy with how it's all going and yeah, I think obviously you can see what Craig's going to do as well, and that'll all be a factor. So, yeah, not rushing to a decision. I think I come off contract at the end of next year. So, let's keep playing well and let that do the talking.
Not in bad shape, the Storm. Kafusi, Grant, Lee, still out injured to come back in the next couple of weeks. They're pretty good signs.
Yeah, they're all very keen to get back into it. Training very hard. I know Felice has been getting flogged at training lately because he's...
he's not injured.
Was down at the start. Yeah, he should have just faked an injury for the 2 weeks. Nah, they've been training really hard, and Harry was back on the field last week's training, so he's looking good, he's keen, and yeah, they're going to be pretty dangerous when they come back.
All right, Ryan, congratulations on an absolutely brilliant performance by yourself last night and for the Storm as well. Thanks so much for having a chat. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, lads. Appreciate it. Happy Easter.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.